Episode 208, Protein and Produce, the Health Combo.
Welcome to Beyond Your Comfort Zone. I'm your host, Cammie Banks. I'm a mother of four and a certified life, weight, and triathlon coach. I'm a lover of people, watermelons, and triathlons. I'm here to assist you in losing weight and gaining lasting health. I love helping others improve their food and exercise and get the results they want. And along the way, they become mentally and physically tough. It's a wild and fun ride, and I can't wait for you to be a part of it. Let's go.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm excited to be here. It's been a little bit. We've had some interviews, which I love. But then I haven't been able to just share some of the questions that you guys have asked me, and I haven't been able to answer some of them and be able to share some things that we're teaching about inside the team. So I'm really excited to share that. And for any of you that are interested, doors are open for Team Elevate, and it'll be the last time the original Team Elevate will be functioning this way, because we're doing some renovating and we're changing things up. That's what happens, right? That's how you elevate and grow. You change things up. So if you want to come in, the doors are open for a few more days till April 5th. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to me at cammiebanks.com, and you can contact me there. We can set up a consult, a free consult, 15 minutes to kind of sort through some questions. If not, you can just go on and join cammiebanks.com. You can also get on my Instagram and you can DM me there at cammiebankscoaching. So all the fun ways, but we have so much fun. It's where fun and growth intersects. So I want you to come in there super cheap and you walk away totally changed. And I help you, I guide you, I help you when we fall down, we get back up. When we win, we celebrate together. The team here supports each other. It's something that I really would love for you to be a part of. So let me know if that's for you. I like to think it's for everyone, but of course it's not. So if it's not for you, share it with a friend. Okay, but I do want to share with you just briefly. Well, it's not going to be briefly, because I actually think we're going to do it into sections, because there's a lot on this. So it will break it down into parts. So we'll do the first part today and go from there. But I do want to talk about this big craze out there of the whole protein kick, right? So we're going to talk about protein and produce, and we're going to talk about this health combo. And we're going to talk about it in a way to help hopefully us get some understanding. And I think always that when we have knowledge, it's powerful. But I don't want to just stop with knowledge. So we're going to talk about a lot of the things, why it's important to have this in our diet. And then the next few podcasts will be about how do we do this? And why does this even matter? And why is this important to us, right? So we'll kind of hit on all those things throughout these next few podcasts. But I want to talk about why. I mean, of course, if you're just listening, you don't know, but I'm really big into produce and I'm plant-based. So this is going to be really interesting podcast, because it's called Protein and Produce. But protein has always been a big thing for me. Before I was plant-based, I was vegetarian, which is a little different, but for the sake of this podcast, it doesn't matter. So ever since I've been 14, 15, I've been vegetarian. Then I was raw for a while, and then I went to plant-based. So I've kind of had some different iterations of what I eat. But where I am today is that I really do believe that produce and fibrous produce, so like the carbohydrates that come from whole foods, which is your nuts, your seeds, your grains, your fruits and your vegetables, those are where you're going to get your fibrous carbohydrates, right? Those are going to be the things that are going to help your system work the best. We're going to get into it. It's going to help your gut. It's going to help all these things. I keep getting these texts that I can't turn off. So you guys, kind of like they're your texts coming through. I'll have to work on that. Anyways, so we are going to talk about a few different ones today. I'm going to give you seven ways it's going to be helpful. And so my inside Team Elevate, again, if you want to come inside and learn, know more about this, for sure the doors are open, but it's called our Nutrient Dense Fast Fuel Formula. And the very first thing I want to share with you when you're doing your produce and your protein is the idea of getting nutrients into your body instead of counting your macros or counting your calories. We're not going to be able to necessarily count our nutrients, but we're going to focus our energy on getting nutrients in. So we're going to focus on getting whole foods in, your fruits, your vegetables, your grains, like I already said, your lean proteins packed with the essential vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and all the nutrients that come with food. We want to consume those in a variety that ensures that our body is getting this broad spectrum of food, getting the nutrients that it needs, and the ability to function the way it's supposed to, you know, with our immunity and function with our energy and the repair. So when we're putting this, the produce and the protein in, I like to include that there's usually fat that comes with that. And I will give some suggestions as we go through and I continue to talk about some snack ideas that would be helpful. But just for an example, like if you're going to have almonds and apple, you're gonna have some protein from the almonds and you're gonna have some fat from the almonds. And then you're gonna have your produce is gonna be your apple. That combination of those are the three big macros, your fat, your carbohydrates, and your protein. That is what your body can digest. It's in its wholest form. It can digest and it has all the nutrients and vitamins and minerals that it needs as it comes inside your body, and your body knows what to do with that. That's when it can help with your, you know, with your immunity. It can help with your energy, like I already just mentioned, right? And this leads me to the second point, balancing our macronutrients out, right? So like I said, protein is an essential macronutrient that everyone likes to talk about. And the thing is that when we isolate, so we just take in protein or we just take in carbs, which we're going to talk about fibrous carbs. So when I'm talking about carbs, I'm talking about the whole fibrous carbs, not just like your French fries or your buns or your cookies, right? Those are carbs too, but we're going to try to talk about the least amount of processed that we can in a carb. Back to my proteins, they are very crucial in building and repairing tissues. They want to support your immune functions, and it helps maintain muscle mass. So that is very important for doing that. And pairing protein with your food helps create a balanced meal that not only gives us the protein, like I said, that helps that, but it also, when we combine it with the carbohydrates, the fibers, the vitamins and minerals, you'll see as I go into the next point, but it will be helpful for the whole system, because the next point is three, and it helps with our weight management and it helps with satiation. So satiety, right? Feeling like we're full, but not stuffed. So when you bring in the combination, that's the produce and that's the protein. Like I like to say somewhere in there's fat, but we don't necessarily need to include fat. Another thing would be having an avocado with a little quinoa. And then I like to do sweet potatoes, or you can do it with some tomatoes, or you can put some lettuce with that, right? So then you have the combo. But including the produce and the protein to your meal can help give you that feeling of full satiation. It actually takes longer to digest, so it's going to stay in your body longer. It can prevent us from overeating because we feel full and we have those vitamins and minerals that our brain actually needs, that our body needs, so it doesn't need to keep eating because it's like, well, I didn't get it. Like, you gave me food, but it's not really food. It's just chemically induced something that you think is food and it's not giving the vitamins and minerals, right? So I need the vitamin minerals. And it, like I already said, protein takes longer to digest. And carbohydrates, fibrous carbohydrates actually take a little longer than just the fast acting carbohydrates, but they'll help you with that longer period. So we have satiation. And while the fiber from the produce, that, like I said, also adds bulk to it, and we'll feel satiated. We're not like growling of stomach. And this is something that I talked about a couple podcasts ago, but a lot of times we think we have to be stuffed, but we are just talking about being full and satiated. Just satiation is just where our body has enough food to do the function that we need. And that takes time in and of itself. The next thing I want to talk about is it helps regulate our blood sugar when we have the protein and the produce, because oftentimes if we just have produce, which I love, if we just have a banana or an orange or an apple, it's okay, but it will help, it will rise our blood sugar a lot more than if we balance it out with the protein. So pairing a carbohydrate with a protein will just help it absorb the sugar in the bloodstream, scientifically speaking, and it will prevent that like huge spike with our blood sugar. And then it won't have us crash as much as well. So there's just a lot more, it's a slow gradual, and then it can come slow gradual. So there's not this huge spikes in our bloodstream. And that is with an insulin too. That's really hard with our insulin to go up and down like that, those crashes with our blood sugar. So it just helps balance the approach to eating. And it's just beneficial for lots of reasons. But like I already mentioned, if you are pre-diabetic or if you have a problem with insulin, it's definitely something you want to pair your clean proteins, your lean proteins, the ones that are in the wholest form, with your wholest form of your carbohydrates, fibrous carbohydrates, right? It also helps with the next thing, number five, is our muscle health and recovery. So protein is really crucial for helping our muscles repair and grow, especially after physical activity. And I've a lot of different research says between 2 to 4 hours within that 2 to 4 hour gap. So 0 to 4, making sure that we get that food in there, that protein in there, the combination of the produce and the protein will really help with the post-workout. And it really can help replenish the glycogen stores and repair that tissue that's broken down, support our muscle growth, support that we get those vitamin minerals, support that we get what we need so that we can recover and repair, be ready to go the next day. And then just the last two is this disease prevention. So when we are looking into longevity, when we are looking into not just the today, which I love to be in the present, but as we get older, we need to be like, what is going to set me up so I can like pull out my health span, right? So just not my lifespan, but my health span. And when we look at that, we want to look at disease prevention. What can we do now so that we don't get these later diseases, so that we don't get these the diseases that come from just growing old or deteriorating or not taking care of ourselves or not being proactive in ways that we can, right? So a diet rich in the whole foods, like I've mentioned before, including this protein and this protein and this produce, it will help. Will help us lots of things, especially chronic diseases, heart disease, cancer, type 2, all these different things that I've mentioned briefly. So when we bring these nutrients in found from these whole foods, it will support our health better. It will support us in the best way that we can to hopefully prolong some of these, to never get some of these diseases, to have them minimize, to have them not have as big as effect in us so that we can still live out our life in the best way possible as we continue to age. And the last one, which is my favorite one, is just gut health, is that we want to, like I've mentioned a lot through this, is that we want to find the fibrous foods and we want to find the fiber that comes from the fruit and the vegetables and these whole grains. And it promotes this healthy digestion, as I was talking about in our masterclass, that we want to have more good gut microbiome. There's 10 trillion microbiome inside our body, which is just little cells, little organisms that are in there. They're on our skin, but a lot of them are inside our digestion, inside our intestinal tract. And we want to create better, so we have the good and the bad guys, little army. We want to have more of the good guys than the bad guys. And we create that and we feed our gut with this good fibrous carbohydrates. It will help us create good gut microbiome. And it takes 24 to 48 hours to create this before they die out. So that at any point we decide to start putting this fibrous carbohydrates in, this fibrous, the fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains, then we will start creating this gut microbiome that will work for us, that will help. Because the bad microbiome, the way we know that we probably have a little bit too much of the bad microbiome inside of us is we have inflammation, which usually translates to us as bloating. So we just feel bloated. We feel, and sometimes it affects our immunity and those different things. And that comes from the bad gut microbiome, which a lot of times if we have synthetic food being sent in our body, man-made food versus God-made food or natural food, right? That it's, our body sometimes thinks it's toxic or there's toxins in it. And so then it has this bad gut microbiome that it's being made. And that's what happens. So we want to clear as much of that out. So we have as little of that as possible. And which we'll talk about a little bit later, but it also really helps with your bowel movements when you start getting your gut cleaned out so that the fibrous food can help push things through the system. That's another thing with water that we'll talk about later, is the water will help push it out as well. And all these things will help us to get the gut microbiome working in the right way, get us using our food in a way that it elevates us. So not in a way that we feel trapped, right? So we want to realize the combination. I'm going to say this and then I'll talk about what we're going to talk about in the next few podcasts. But when we use the macronutrients, the fats, the carbohydrates, the protein, so the carbs and the fats and the protein, carbs is what we're seeing as produce, right? When we use that and we use it in the balance, the way it's supposed to, our body can work and function at its highest capacity. We can maximize our body working and we can enhance our health to the best of our capacity. like I said last week on the, or a couple weeks ago on the masterclass, we can't go back and reverse time, but starting today, we can do the best that we can as we move forward with time. So I want you to work on that. As we talk about, we'll go on to the next few weeks. We're going to talk about what, how do we do this? Right? So we can have this knowledge, like I said, but then how do we actually implement getting produce and protein in the wholest form, right? How do we do that? So I have a list of 10 things I'll share with you, how we work on that, how we can really do the house. And then all the house might not work for you, but having some how-tos is always helpful. And then the last part that we'll do for the last section on this one is we'll talk about how we can work through some of our stories, some of our things that hold us back, mostly in our mind, right? So we can have the how-tos, we can have the knowledge, but if we're trapped in the stories, we're trapped in our state, feeling like it's too hard, it's too restrictive, that will block us as well. It will block us before we even take any action. So we will be talking about those more. If you have questions, I would love for you to send them to me because I can talk about them more on the podcast, the next couple of podcasts coming up. But the takeaway here is that the more we can add in and focus on, which I think is one of my things for one of the lists that we have here is, focus on bringing things in, bringing this lean protein in. And as a plant-based, which I never really touched upon, as a plant-based eater, there are a lot of different ways that we can have plant-based food that comes, that has protein in it, which, so I have one second. I do want to share with you just to have ideas as we come back for next week. I'm going to share with you a few of the plant-based proteins that come. And you can still have lean protein, even if you're not, you know, you have your lean protein being just meat eater, and you can bring in some plant-based protein into your meal as well. So I think some people aren't always familiar where you can get protein, even if it's not from meat per se. So I'm just going to give you some ideas just to wrap it up. But this is taken from Healthline. Edamame, which is, I love to put it like in a stir fry. It's a soy-based product, but you can do edamame. And then another one is lentils. And lentils has 17.8 grams of protein per cup. Let me see how much an edamame has. 18.5 grams per cup is an edamame. So the third one is pinto beans, and it has 15.5 grams per cup. And another one is chickpeas, so 14.5 per cup. All these kind of beans are good. So even if you want to do chicken and add beans, and that's adding more protein to it, and you have this fibrous food from the beans coming in, so you're like killing two birds with one stone. You have mung beans, 14 grams per cup, and let's see, fave beans, which is just another form of beans. It's basically 13 grams per cup. Lima beans. And green peas, I'm sure you didn't know this, at least I didn't until a few years ago, that it has 8.5 grams per cup boiled. So that's a vegetable. Sometimes it's surprising to people to realize vegetables have protein in them. So you can be getting protein from your produce as well, and you could add some beans with it. You can even add some meat to it. So you're getting a lot of protein, which people like to suggest about 25 to 30 per meal if you can, and then do and add some protein in through your snacks. So you want to get to close to whatever your weight is, equivalently close to what your weight is. As a general rule of thumb, there's a lot of variation inside that. So don't quote me on that, but if you want to have just a little bit of guideline. Quinoa, which is 8.14 grams per cup, and it's a total protein. So people don't realize that. It's quinoa is pretty popular. It has the fiber and antioxidants in it, but it is a complete protein, which is hard to get, especially if you're plant-based. So it's a really great one to have. And then wild rice is 6.5 per cook cup. Pistachios, which if anyone doesn't know, that is my favorite snack. If you look at my car, my husband's like, there's always pistachio shells all over, but I love them. But it has 6 grams per ounce of dry roasted pistachio. And then almonds, which I cook with, I don't cook, I prepare a lot with almonds. And that is 6 grams per ounce of dry roasted almonds. So that's just a few suggestions. Brussels sprouts is 5.5 boiled Brussels sprouts. Chia seed has close to 7 grams per ounce. And sweet corn, again, another vegetable, has 4.7 for one large ear. Potatoes have 4.5 for one medium potato. Asparagus is 4.32 grams per boiled cup. Broccoli is 4 per stalk. And avocados is 4 4 grams per one avocado mixed with a lot of fat, healthy fat. So there you go. There's just a little bit of things for you to think about before we talk about how to's, talk about how you can combine your produce and your protein together. We'll talk about that next week. But just hear me out on this. If you start putting your focus on trying to get these whole foods in the produce and the protein section, your energy will flow there. And then kind of those things that we don't want to have, those carbohydrates that we probably don't really want all the time, will eventually start not appealing to us as much because we'll start bringing this into our body. And it takes time, but over time, our body will start adjusting and it will be so grateful that you're putting in the whole food and it will start working better. And that will begin to fuel your fire. So I want you to try this out. Take these 7 tips that I talked about. I can read through them one more time. And then we will come back with some more things for the how-tos next week and then the mindset the next week. So we have the first one is nutrient dense is why it's helpful. Second is it balances our macronutrients. The third is it's the weight management and satiety. It helps regulate our blood sugar is number 4. Number 5 is our muscle health and recovery. Number 6 is disease prevention. And 7 is our gut health. So take these, think about them, figure out how you can do a little better. Not even a little bit better. What's one area, one small change you can make in this area to help maximize and optimize your health? It's going to push you out of your comfort zone. I know, but that's my favorite thing to do because there, and that is how we elevate. So there it is. I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
How would you like to be a part of a team that elevates your life? That is what we do inside Team Elevate. And I would love for you to come be a part of it. Some of the things that we do inside the team is we create meal plans that work for your life. I also help you create exercise plans. And if you have signed up for a race, we design a plan that will get you across the finish line. The other thing we do in there is weekly group coaching. We have an option for one-on-one coaching. We do live retreats. We do ski trips. We get together and celebrate the bodies that we have and the things that we can do in our lives. And inside there, when we begin to work on our food and our exercise, we strengthen our body and our mind. We see how it elevates the relationship we have with us. And in turn, it elevates all the other relationships in our life. So if you are interested in being a part of this team, we would love to have you. You can get onto my website at cammybanks.com. That's Cammy with a K. Or if you just want to jumpstart your weight loss right now, you can jump onto my Instagram at cammybankscoaching and grab my free meal plan. So thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love for you to follow it so you never miss an episode. And I'd love for you to rate and review it so others can find this and it can enhance their lives. And most of all, thanks for sharing your time with me today. Bye-bye.